and on the KSRO live line with us. It's a very, very hot topic. It is Harmeet Dhillon, and she is from Dhillon Law. She is also the attorney for the plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed against UC Berkeley over the Ann Coulter visit. Good morning, Harmeet.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us this morning. I know you've had a busy few days. And so the Center of Free Speech for the United States, and it's known all around the world, is now under fire for preventing free speech. Tell us about the lawsuit.
Sure. Well, I represent two groups at the, one group at the University of California, Berkeley College Republicans, mm-hmm. and then a national conservative group, Young America's Foundation, which provides funding for some UC Berkeley College Republican programs. And in this calendar year, the Berkeley College Republicans have invited three speakers to speak on the campus, and one is the Milo Yiannopoulos, controversial
yes.
man whose speech was canceled the day of the speech due to riots in Berkeley. The second of the speakers involved is David Horowitz, a famous conservative commentator and writer. And then third is Ann Coulter, who was scheduled to speak this Thursday at Berkeley. And her speech was canceled last week in the wake of the university first putting a number of restrictions on her speech that do not apply to other speakers. For example, what time of day she's allowed to speak, what place she's allowed to speak, in other words, off campus, not on campus,
right.
and some other requirements. And so our lawsuit goes to the fact that time after time now, it seems like Berkeley is applying some rules and policies to conservative speakers to restrain their speech in advance based on the perceived viewpoint, which is not permitted by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution or due process or equal protection clauses of the Constitution.
I think we would all agree that we want free speech and that Berkeley obviously has a definite sort of opinion about how they think free speech should go, but they're obviously having some security concerns. So maybe this is just a publicity ploy by Coulter and some right-wing people to come in and speak, because clearly, as we've seen over the last violent episodes, they got some security concerns.
Well, first of all, Ann Coulter is a 12-time New York Times bestselling author with a lot of publicity. She's on national news all the time. She doesn't need a college campus speech to have publicity. The publicity here is because Berkeley vetoed her speech. So that's quite simple. And number two, the law is very clear from the Supreme Court precedent on down, from the case in Auburn University last week. The government cannot use anticipated violence as an excuse to ban speech in a public place. So the government's job is to deal with the criminals creating the rioting and the security issues. That's the government's job. The government's job is also to create and provide a content-neutral place for speakers to speak. And university campus is not an open forum, so we admit that, but it is a place where university groups, when they're recognized by the university, like the Berkeley College Republicans are, must have equal access to the facilities as is provided to liberal campus groups. That is manifestly not occurring at Berkeley, and so Berkeley needs to bring its actions and its policies and its practices in compliance with the United States Constitution. I'm not alone in this position. In fact, Howard Dean is the only guy on the side of Berkeley here prominently. All of the other liberals have come out from
this is interesting.
Gavin Newsom, Bernie yeah. Sanders, Keith
Willie
Ellison,
Brown.
Willie Brown. I mean, you know, so people who either have gone to law school or who are familiar with First Amendment public discourse requirements and who are not afraid of intellectual dispute are on the side of the Berkeley College Republicans here. And, you know, from what we can see publicly, people agree that this isn't really controversial. Berkeley can't pick and choose what viewpoints it allows at what time of day.
There is a lot of agreement about that. And I think, as Larry mentioned, you know, the one note that there is some dissent about is with regard to security concerns. But that has never stopped free speech in this country. Well, it hasn't stopped it many times, that's for sure. Harmeet, thank you for taking time out of your day to be with us. We appreciate it. It's an important subject.
You bet.
That's Harmeet Dhillon. She represents the plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed against UC Berkeley over Ann Coulter's visit.